give or take.
Yeah, plus or minus 15 points, right? Gotta love those election polls.
Uh-huh.
7.5 minutes left to play in the fourth quarter. USA 28-0, looking at on a few more points here against Bannack on homecoming. T formation one more time for Beachy. Hands it out to McKay Jones. He's untouched out to the 15-yard line, to the 10. Finally brought down at the 8 by a charging number 26 of the Bad Axe defense. That's Luke.
Tyler Gray.
Tyler Gray. Typically on JV, USA does not have a JV program, so U.S. Bad Axe brought all their JV players up for tonight's match. And Tyler Gray with a heck of a save down to the 9-yard line. But a gain of 13 in the last one. No, more than that. 23.
Yeah, nice game for the USA offense. Tyler Gray having some sort of cast on his arm, too.
Same formation for USA. Same play, in fact, and McKay Jones around the left end. This time he gets down to the 3-yard line, gain of 6. Now a second and goal from the 3.
This time Jimmy Rogers gets his hands on him.
USA on the verge of scoring. 6 minutes and 20 seconds. They've consumed nearly 6 minutes off this clock on this drive. USA trying to take as much time off the clock. They're waiting for the back judge to finally show 5 seconds on the play clock. And this is a handoff to Tim Zuby around the right end, and he's in for the touchdown. USA! Tim Zuby, with a 3-yard run, he finds himself in the end zone and tacks on 6 more for USA. It's now USA 34, Bad Axe nothing. Simple play call there, Dave.
Yeah, just it's that same wing formation. Just mixing it up a little bit left, a little bit right. Eventually, I think that Zuby gets into the end zone. Just barely, though. And like I said, just nickel and diamond down the field, running the clock down. And if they get enough first downs, eventually they're going to score. And looks like they're going to try an extra point.
Indeed they are. First time tonight. Zach Comer's out there in the kicking formation at his own 10-yard line. There's the snap. Good snap. The kick is up. And it is good. Sneaks inside the left to upright. And the extra point is good. And now it makes it USA 35. Bad Axe nothing. You're tuned to AW Sports, your home for high school football.
Hey everybody, I'm Jarrett Price, new guy over here at the Volume Dealer in the Thumb. More motor sales in Carroll. Wow, do we have the minivans. We have them starting in the low 20s for the value conscious buyer, all the way up to the luxurious Town & Country Limited. We have the largest selection in the Thumb and service second to none. It's all down at More Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81. See why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll. See you soon.
At More Motor Sales of Carroll, the Volume Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer and undisputed minivan capital of the Thumb.
.558 left in the fourth quarter, a 35-point differential, which makes it a running clock situation until Bannock can get on the board. That last drive took 7 plays for USA to score and took off 6 minutes on the dot, nearly, to score. USA will be kicking this off from their own 40-yard line on the left side of your radio. Crowd starting to dwindle out here on homecoming in Bad Axe. And now they get the sign from the sidelines. Nope. No, they need a T. That'd be semi-critical to kick off.
Yeah, I know I wouldn't go to the golf course with that one.
That'd be, yeah, like going to the golf course without a T.
That don't make much sense.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave, for the insight of the year. 5:58 to play in the fourth quarter. USA 35, Bad Axe nothing. As soon as this ball is kicked off, the clock will not stop. Only time it'll stop is for touchdowns. Or timeouts, of course. Zach Comer ready to kick this off from his own 40. Nice kick out to the 22. Bounces right out of bounds, unfortunately, though, at the 10. And so your Bannocks will get the ball at their own 35-yard line when all said and done. 65 yards for their first score of the night facing them. Only problem is there's 11 white jerseys before they can get there.
Does the clock stop on penalties, Clark?
Yes. Making me look like a fool.
No, never.
So Bannocks gets it from their own 35-yard line. First and 10, right to left across the radio, splitting the hash marks. Braden still at the quarterback. Under center, McVay and Emmerich in the backfield. Number 7, Hines in motion. It's a handoff to Emmerich around the right end. Gets out for about 7 yards, fighting for all he's got out to the 43-yard line. Gain of 8 when all said and done. Brings up 2nd and 2 for Bannocks.
Number 85, Nick Nordstrom makes his first tackle of the night.
5:35 left in the fourth. 35-0, USA leads. Braden gets the word from the sidelines. It was 14-0 at halftime. Bannocks, USA has scored 21 unanswered in the second half. Bannocks comes out of the huddle. In the spread formation, only man in the backfield is Emmerich. 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Braden rolls to his right, and now we have a flag. Comes from the... And it's a false start against Bannocks.
False start against the Hawkins.
And it's going to be a lineman that jumped, if that's any surprise to you, Dave.
No, Clark's kind of been the story of the game here. This game on paper, especially in the first half, was very, very close yardage-wise. 2 unfortunate turnovers, and a lot of these mistakes, these 5-yard penalties, the 10-yard holding penalties, they take a second and short and turn it into second and long, and it forces plays that Bannocks is not comfortable with, throwing the ball downfield and trying to make big plays. USA, it makes it easy for them on defense to know what's coming.
2nd and 8 for Bannocks. And the spread formation rolls to his left, Braden does. Out to the 40-yard line, breaks free his first tackle, breaks free the second tackle, still on his feet after 4 tackles broken free, and into USA territory at the 45-yard line. So he gains about 16 yards and runs about 30 left to right instead of going north and south, and gets the first down for Bannocks. Braden not giving up yet.
No, running hard, spinning and breaking tackles all over the place. Eventually, number 20, Hayden Ewald makes a tackle. A little life yet in the Bannocks offense. Braden looking to get something going here for Bannocks. Hopefully they can use to take into next week's game.
Spread formation one more time for Bannocks. Man in motion, that's Dylan White to the right. Braden rolls to his right as well. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's where he's met by 2 Patriot defenders. Had potential, but just couldn't break free of the last tackle.
Yeah, unfortunately, when they run that same play to the other side of the field, the far side away from us, that's where Mr. Ballard resides over on that side. He takes 2, sometimes 3 blockers, and when they get around him, then Braden's got to make a lot of people miss. He's run out of blockers.
Well, if you're curious, Dave, we said that Harvey Reach Brown City would be a close game, right?
We thought it would be a good game there at Brown City.
It's Harbor Beach 56, Brown City 8. In the end of the third, Aaron Ginther has 4 touchdowns in the night, 3 running and 1 receiving. It's 33-6 Lakers over All Saints, though, so far in the second half. This one in the Bannocks game in front of us is a handoff to Emmerich. And he gets about 2 on the play, now brings up 3rd and 9. Emmerich, the ball carrier, on the last one. Bannocks is on the USA 45-yard line, working from the right hash. 2:35 left in the fourth quarter with a running clock, 35-point differential. Bannocks has been in the scoring position a number of times tonight. Unfortunately, just couldn't punch it in there, and makes the score a little bit more lopsided than it seems.
I know that hasn't been the case earlier in the season, as they just couldn't move the ball, period. Tonight they moved it fairly well. He's got a receiver open deep.
Braden rolls to his left and gets it into the hands of Tyler Labor. and hits him and falls right through the hands. Labor.